This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Second line down the top. Tanya and the Baraisa, the Nosan name is Zeb, Zekish, they base him. It means to go back and Birkas Hamos and both should be the size 2 base him. Both things. For the Hoydulech, Hom didn't agree with him. That's all. That's finished, that's so good. So now three sheetahs. A male says, Kezayas, by Birkas HaMozen, and Kebeitze, by Chazoro, by Chomets and Kochim. Yehuda says, Kezayas, for Chomets and Kochim, and Kebeitze, Birkas HaMozen. And another one says, two Beitze for both. Now it starts, I got it. Hoyo ba'yei mahu. Lo yihye oil yekoras. There will not be that precious light, or that important light. Be kipoin, and there won't, and there will be kipoin. Now kipoin can mean freezing or floating. It means both things, freezing or floating. Could be because ice floats. It could be. That's, anyhow, that's the lashon of Chachamim. Kofa means to float, and kipoin means to freeze. Now it's a mysterious pasuk. And he more adults in this pasuk in a number of ways. For Yekores, we keep point. What's meant by something precious? It will not be the light of Yekores, but something important or precious, we keep point, and freezing or floating. Omer Abelozo, ze oil sheyokel be'elamazet. That's the light which is so important in this world. The light which is so important in this world will be kipoin. Now kipoin, it takes me float. Anything that's unimportant, a lightweight, is called floating. In the world to come, this light, let's say you walk out in the noontime, and the whole world is flooded with light, and the world to come is going to be that light almost considered darkness. But the real light will be much greater than the light of our noonday, as we say. It will be a very great light. Lo yeh oil yekor, this light which you throw yoker today to us. Like Rashi says in one place, you walk out at noontime, it's shas oilo b'tzoholo. That's a time of the very best mood when you see the sun is shining brightly. But when the world to come will be in place then, that light of today will be nothing compared to that. First say that. Elu Negoyim Ba'alas. Now Negoyim Ba'alas, these two Mesichtas are considered Mesichtas Chamures. Difficult Mesichtas. Mesichtas Mishnayas. Difficult Mesichtas. She Yekorim Heimel Mesech. They're considered, Yoker means heavy, important in this world. They're heavy and important because it's difficult to learn them. Ukfuyil Lebekam Light Le'olam Habo. In the world to come, it will become so easy because everybody will then gain great abilities. That's how there's a perish in the order. God doesn't say anything. So it means they'll be given extremely good kishrenis, abilities to learn, and what seemed difficult in this world will be easy in the world to come. However, it's a good idea to start rehearsing right now, so it'll be easier in the next world. To start it all from the beginning then may not be that easy, set in the sign. These are people that are heavy and important in this world. They're unimportant. They're light in the world to come. And he brings their story. Like this, that Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shimon, Levi Cholash, he became ill, and he passed out. It means he stretched out and he was gone. But when he came back again, he revived. In a wonderful way, he revived. Omali Abu, the father said to him, "My cousin, what did you see? Did you have a vision about the next world?" Omali said, "Oilam hofachois, I saw an upside down world. The next world is an upside down world. El yenalamat, those who are on the top of this world are at the bottom there. Esaktena lamata, those who are at the bottom of this world on the top of another world. It means the rich people of this world, the important people, are nothing there. And the people are not important, the poor people of this world are important over there. I saw an upside down world. Almost so the father said, Bini, my son, you saw a correct world. This world is upside down. That world is the right world. How are we? Means how are Lomde Toilo? Now, Lomde Toilo, you have to know, this Gemara explains to us that in those days, Lomde Toilo were very important people. Lomde Toilo important. So, does that mean that the next world will be at the bottom? He says, so he's not answered. Like we are now here, that's how we are there. It means the Lomde Toilo are important in both worlds. Those who are important because of success, because of high position, because of wealth and fame in this world are nothing in the next world. Those in this world who are less important, unknown people, but they're better people, but they're unknown, are important in the world to come. But Talmid HaChom, the learned Torah, are important in both worlds. V'shamati, I heard Shehoyim, they were saying there. If the people down below would know, how lucky is he who comes here and he brings his learning with him. So that's how important it is to know what you learn, to review what you learn. And the people below had known, they said. And he brought the message back to tell the world. And that's where we get the message. Happy is the man that comes to that world and he brings his Talmud under his arm. They said, bring a mafkid under your arm. Or bring Bava Metzia under your arm. Whatever you bring under your arm, you're a lucky man. And so when you knock on the gates, they say, what do you have with you? $1 million. It's garbage here. That Ma'asim Tovim and Torah is among the most important Ma'asim Tovim. Happy is the man that comes here, with Salmud Ebeyode. Shemata and Ahurish, or Emily, they were saying, Aruge Malchus, those Jews were killed by the government. Nobody can stand close to them in their department. Mefitz means their department. Their schus is so great that you cannot get close to them. So the question, who are they? Who are they? Rabbi Akiva was killed by the government in the Shemada of Beta, another tzaddikim. So you say, just because they're killed by the government, that's the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. Only because they were killed by the government and nothing else. Outside of that, Rabbi Akiva wasn't great even without that. And I said, no, Rabbi Akiva is great anyhow. El Ha'ugelud. Ha'ugelud means this. There were two brothers. At one time, a Roman princess, was traveling on the road and somebody killed her. It was like robbers or something killed her. But they blamed the Jewish people. And they would have made a wholesale massacre. So the two brothers, in order to save the Jews, and Lud, they volunteered and said, we killed him. They volunteered, they said, we killed him. And they were tortured to death, and they saved the Jews from being massacred. Or these two brothers are in such a great place in Gan Eden, nobody can get close to them. Rabbi Akiva don't need to be killed by the government. He was killed by the government. It was great anyhow, but these two brothers would be nobodies. But because they did this great service, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them, and the Machit said that nobody could approach them. Say that aside. Next week, Yes Hashem, 7:45, we're going to learn the third Pelek of Ksubis. Now, there's a minute of Hamayah downstairs. The rest of the Gemara here we're going to learn after you go downstairs. The next piece we're learning in the second Shia. At the finish of the parak, and then we're going to our regular limit on the 8th parak. So the minute of Hamayah downstairs, everybody's excused, has to go downstairs. If you want to stay, we won't drive you away. Right? Bayom, now it continues that possible. Bayom, ahu, ye, al mesila sa sus kedesh lashem. Now the plain meaning is, on that day, it'll be written on the bells of the horse, Kedesh Lashem. The horses carry bells. It'll be written Kedesh Lashem. Now the plain meaning is, the whole Jewish nation will be devoted to Hashem. Even their horses will carry ornaments saying Kedesh Lashem. That's the plain meaning of the pasuk. But he more dashes it in different ways. Flying on my Messilas Asus, O Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, O Sida Kodesh Baruch Hu Hesif Al Yerushalayim. He's going to make Yerushalayim bigger. Ad Shasu Sots Umesel. Starting out when the sun rises until the sun is directly overhead, that's how a horse will run. That amount of time of space will be added to Yerushalayim on every side. Now, when a horse starts running in the morning, he has a long shadow to the west. As he keeps on running, the sun keeps on rising higher, and the shadow starts coming underneath him. In the middle of the day, the shadow is directly underneath the horse. So it means the horse will run from early morning until the middle of the day. That amount of space will be added to Yerushalayim. And Metzilas, for the most metzil, he throws a shadow. Metzilas Ashus, up to the shadow that the horse throws underneath him, will be Kevish Lashem, that will also be part of Yerushalayim. See if you can say that. Call Metzilas. All the bells and all the ornaments Shetolin Lesus Bein Enot, that he hang on the horse between his eyes. He used to hang on the horse on his mane between the eyes, ornaments. You Kevish Lashem will take it away and they'll donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. Means whatever they'll have, people will give and their enthusiasm to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So even the Metzilas HaZus, in ornaments of the horse, will give away to Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechanomah, a different shot. Kol Bizo, Shebeis is in Yisrael. All the plunder, all the booty that Yisrael will gain from the Goyim, you know, that conquer the Goyim, at that time, the Goyim will come against Yerushalayim. And they will try to conquer Yerushalayim. And they'll bring along a great deal of wealth. And they will be defeated. And the Am Yisrael will have a very big job collecting the booty from the Goyim. So all the plunder that Yisrael will collect, and a half of a day, as long as that horse runs from morning until the middle of the day when the shadow is underneath him, after that, they'll take for themselves too. But the first half of the day, all the plunder will give away to the Beis HaMikdash, Lashem. Say that. It's talking about great wealth that they'll give away to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's written, even the pots, the big pots in which they cook the Bosa Kodshim in the Beis HaShem are going to be like the Mizrokim of gold and silver that stand in front of the Mizbeah. I mean, they'll take all the big pots, which are of copper usually, they make it out of gold and silver. So we see, that'll be the result of the great wealth that people will give to the Beis HaMikdash. So this pasuk fits in with the previous pasuk. The pasuk about Metzilas Asus. As a result, they'll be so wealthy that all the copper pots will be changed into gold and silver. When they said other things, that Yerushalayim will be bigger, or they'll give the bells of the horse, ornaments of the horse to the Beis HaMikdash, that's not much. So my, what does it mean? V'ho yasir Beis HaShem? And for the Gemara, that's not a result of the previous pasuk. According to them, that's a new pasuk by itself. Milsi achrita kam is saying something else. First he said Yerushalayim will be very big, or everybody will be enthusiastic and give away even the bells of the horses to Beis HaShem. Then he says something else now. The Mis'atri Yisrael will become wealthy. They'll become wealthy. O Mis'nazi, and they'll give donations to the Beis HaMikdash. O Mais, and they'll bring donations. That's all. So it's a separate thing, not a result of Metzilas Asus. According to Rav Yechanan, that's a direct result of Metzilas Asus. The plunder will be so great that they'll give it to Beis HaMikdash. And the others learn Shat. No, it's a different subject. Say that on the side. This is right, according to one that says, is Bezor great plunder? See, that's why it's written, below Yia Kanan, the Yod, the Beis Hashem's all case. There won't be any more, any merchants in the Beis Hashem. What does that mean? The Gizborim, who are in charge of Hegdish money, used to invest the money in order to make profit for Hegdish. They did business with the money to bring in profit for the Beis HaMikdash, for Hegdish. But now, as a result of the great Bezor, the great plunder, They won't bother anymore because I have too much money anyhow. So that's a direct result of the previous pasuk. It says Metzilas Hasus, but the great plunder, so the Gizboim no longer will have the job of looking how to invest Hekdesh money. When they say these two things, Yerushalayim will be bigger, or they give the ornaments of the horse, that's not much money. So, my, what does it mean, Lo Yehud Kanani? They won't be able to give up their business investments for the benefit of the Beis HaMikdash. They still need money for the Beis HaMikdash. Kanani means Ein Kan Oni. That's Lo Yehud Kanani, there won't be any Oni anymore. Ein Kan Oni. There won't be any more poor people. Everybody will be wealthy. That's a separate story. Everybody will be wealthy. And you can learn pshat. There won't be any oni at all in the Beis Hashem. I mean, in the Beis Hashem, there won't be any anius. Because everybody will be so wealthy that they'll bring money into the Beis HaMikdash. There won't be any lack of wealth. Right on. Flegmo kanani min olam deikri taka. How do you know kanani means a merchant? That's a plain pshat in the pasuk, by the way. There won't be any more merchant, Kanani, in Beis Hashem. How do I know that Kanani means a merchant? That's the Gemara's kasha. The plain meaning Kanani means a merchant, but how do you know that? And from what we see, Vayal Shom Yehuda, he saw Bas Ish Kanani, and he married her. Now what does it mean, Kanani? My Kanani. Elam Ishazay Kanani Mamish is a woman of Canaan. How could it be that Yehuda should marry her? Efsha, is it possible when Boab Avram came to Yitzhak as Yitzhak? And warned Yitzchak not to marry from the daughters of Canaan. And boy Yitzchak, and warned Yaakov not to marry the daughters of Canaan. Yehuda would go, but not to marry a daughter of Canaan. Aliyah must say, she wasn't the daughter of a Canaanite, she's the daughter of a merchant. El Omar Abba Shimon ben Lokish, Baz Gavre Taga, the daughter of a merchant. It means this, that he was from another nation. It was another nation, but it wasn't a Canaanite. Only the Canaanim were forbidden. But other people you can marry. Let's say it could have been from the city of Sholem, where Melchizedek had established a frum community, like Tamar, who was the mother of Yehuda. Tamar gave birth to a son to Yehuda. Tamar came from the city of Sholem. She was from the family of Melchizedek. So it could be that Yehuda married from the family of Melchizedek. It wasn't a Kanani, however. And he wants to bring a proof and an example that Kanani means a merchant. Bechsiv, Kanan, the merchant. But Yehudah, Moz, Nehmirba, he holds in his hand false scales. A merchant holds false scales in his hand. But he wants to deceive the customer. So you see, Kanani can mean a merchant. If you wish, you can say another proof that Kanani means a merchant. Her merchants are princes. I mean, the merchants are very wealthy like princes. Her merchants are important people of the world. So we see that Socha and Kanani are the same word. Say that. Ota is a question. Ho'ina, nowadays, Lav Echad, is Hashem not one right now also? Why say he'll be one then? Omar Rebbe Acher Balchanine, lo ko'olam hazeh olam hazeh. Not like this world will be the world to come. Ho'olam hazeh, this world, al besuchas tevis, for good news, Eme Yisrael Borah HaTev HaMeti. Al besuchas royas, on not good news, you say Borah Dynamis. But Leila Mabo, it'll be only good news. Kula Yatoiva Yameti, anything will be good news. So therefore, Hashem will be always be said only for one thing. In this world, Hashem is sometimes said for good, sometimes they say Hashem for not good. But later, in the world to come, it means Mesa Mashiach, that means Leila Mabo. Mesa Mashiach, it'll be said always only for good. Ushmo Echot. My, what do you mean, Echot? His name will be one. Oto, nowadays, Lav Shmech is his name one. Omar Rab Nachman by Yitzhak, Lo Koyla Mazela Mabot. Not like now, it will be the world to come. Koyla Mazela, nowadays, Nichtov is written by Yud K. But we don't read it that way. Nika read Aleph Dalet. Aleph Dalet on you. That's how I read. You never read just Kevav Kev. Avalela Mabo Kula Echad. It's Nikta Yud Kei, but Nika Yud Kei. That's how you have to read. We're going to read Hashem's name exactly as it's written. First say that. So Rabbi thought, Rabbi intended, Lemidle Shele Pirke. Say that Roshe. The Pirke means at a public gathering. Want to say that Roshe, that Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Sunday will be read Yud Kei Vav Kei. I wanted to show how you read it. Omale Ausa, it was an old Chacham there. Rabbi Leyanovi, old man said to him, Le'olam Ksip, Hashem says, Eshmi Le'olam, that's my name forever. But Le'olam is written without a vav. And you can read Le'olam, Eshmi Le'olam, that's my name to be concealed, like Ne'olam. So my name has to be concealed. So therefore you shouldn't say it in public. He has a kasha. He was written Zeh Shmi Le'olam, which means you should conceal his name. Zeh Zichr, this way I'm going to be remembered. So it seems you say it. Zichr, Zichr seems to seem that you say it openly. Omar Kodesh Baruch. There are two different periods in history. Right now it's Le'olam. And later, Le'olam Abba Mez Mashiach, it'll be different. Not well, the way I'm written, I'm read. But, and later, the time will come when they'll say my name just like it's written, say it inside. On this side, all the tzaddikim who remain can now go, could be starting to learn a regular shiur in the 8th parak. All the tzaddikim who remain don't have to remain any longer because you did learn that Gemara before. It'll be too difficult for you.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.